启示录。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study Revelation.
上节讲的就是书信的开头。
Last class, we talked about the beginning of the letter.
恩惠平安归给你们。
That peace and grace will be given to you.
我们没有讲恩惠，没有讲平安，这个又可以讲很多。
And we didn't talk about grace or peace, but we can spend a lot of time talking about
them. 那这个恩惠平安从哪里来？
Where does the grace and peace come from?
从神。
From God.
那这个神是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
This God is who is, who was, and who is to come.
从圣灵。
From the Spirit.
是圣灵是在宝座前哦。
And the Spirit is before the throne.
并且是七灵。
And there's seven spirits.
这个我们还没讲。
And we didn't really go into this yet.
启示录里面也有关于这个还有很多。And, 第四章还会继续讲。
And chapter 4 and on in Revelation continues to talk about the seven spirits.
然后再讲耶稣。
And then talks about Jesus Christ.
耶稣是他是信实的。
Jesus Christ is the faithful witness.
他是诚实做见证的。
He is a faithful witness.
这是我们得救的保证啊。
And this is the guarantee of our salvation.
那第二个。
Second,
他是首先从死里复活的。
He is the firstborn from the dead.
啊，所以耶稣是第一个复活的人。
And so Jesus is the first one who resurrected.
那个像以利亚啦，或是以诺啦，他们那个不算的。
And Elijah and Enoch, they don't count.
那个是有另外一种的复活，那不是像那个拉撒路死人复活，那个也不算。
And also Lazarus who resurrected from the dead, that resurrection also doesn't count.
像那个旧约里面寡妇的孩子有没有死了复活？这些都不是像耶稣这样的复活，他们后来就死了。
Or the son of the widow in the Old Testament, they resurrected. This is different from Jesus because eventually they all died.
好，所以耶稣的第二个特性在这里告诉我们，就是首先。从死里首先复活的。
And so, second characteristic of Jesus is he is the firstborn from the dead.
那第三呢？
And what about the third?
来念一下。
The ruler over the kings of the earth.
但是世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
So he is a ruler over the kings of the earth.
耶稣是万王之王。
Jesus is the king of kings.
好，那你来想想。
And so, if you think about it.
现在有没有王啊？现在很少了、啊，世界少数几个国家有王，不然都是总统而已。
Are there still kings? I mean, there's few nations that still have kings, but most countries now have presidents.
那在讲这个的时候，当时世界有很多王啊。
But at that time when this was recorded on in the world, there were a lot of kings.
耶稣是不是他们的王？
Is Jesus considered their king?
你想随便想一个王啊。
And so just think of a king from the top of your head.
美国也没有玩过嘛
？So the U.S. don't have kings ever.
你想一个秦始皇，哎，秦始皇呢，在耶稣之前，想汉武帝，不然要想什么？想英国啊
？In England
啊？文莱的啊、哦，那个国王好，他是世上，他是不是世上君王之一
？Is he one of the kings of the earth?
摩拉可要玩啊。
Morocco has a king,
是不是
right?
现在还有王
And they still have a king today.
摩洛哥嘛，他是不是这个启示所讲的这里的世上君王
Is he considered one of the kings of the earth as written here in Revelation?
在启示录里面、哦、
In the book of Revelation,
王有两个层面的王
There's two levels to a king.
一个是属灵的王
First is a spiritual king.
一个是地上的王
Second is the earthly king.
属世的
King of the world
那这里是讲什么
King of the earth
King 地这个 Gay、哦、那个希腊文、那个、地你是不是在地上
Are you on the earth
你是不是王
Are you a king
你是不是王
Are you a king
不是啊
No
你坐在哪里
Where are you seated
来，我们先看一节圣经哦。
Let's take a look at a Bible verse.
以弗所书
Ephesians
第二章
Chapter 2.
以弗所书是教会论一个很重要的一卷书了哈。
Ephesians is a very important book concerning the church.
从神的预定。
From the predestination of God.
在创世以前，神就那个什么，把你拣选了。
that before the foundation of the world, we are chosen.
好，那第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
来，一句一句念哈，先念第一句。
And raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
好，这里说他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活。
Here it says that he raised us up together.
我们什么时候跟耶稣一起复活？
So when are we raised up with Christ?
你是不是有你是不是复活了？
Are you already resurrected?
还没啊。
Not yet.
你洗礼的时候就跟耶稣同死同埋葬同复活了，你还说没有？不可以的哦。
You can't say no because when you're baptized, you already died, buried, and resurrected with Lord Jesus.
洗礼已经复活了，对不对？
So when you're baptized, you've resurrected.
是什么复活？
And what type of resurrection?
是灵命的复活。
It is a spiritual resurrection.
对不对？
Right.
耶稣的宝血让我们活过来了。
The blood of Lord Jesus made us alive again.
这是灵的复活。
So this is a spiritual resurrection.
这样没什么问题吗？
So everybody's clear on that, right?
所以以前我们是在罪当中。
So before we were in sin.
现在我们在基督里面。
And now we are in Christ.
耶稣的宝血让我们复活了。
The blood of Jesus made us alive again.
那你复活之后你坐在哪里？
And so when you're resurrected, where are you seated?
这个是以弗所书是写给当时的听得懂话的人，并且还活着的人呢、啊。
So the book of Ephesians is written for people who are still alive at that time and who can understand what it says.
就是信徒了。
Which are the members?
哎，我们跟基督一同复活。
So we're raised up again with together with Jesus.
一同坐在天上。
And sit together in the heavenly places.
所以你坐在哪里？
And so where are you seated?
你坐哪里？
Where are you sitting?
受洗过的人都是坐在天上。
Those who are baptized are all seated in heaven.
这里的天上是属灵的天上。
And this heaven here is spiritual heaven.
不是以后我们要去的永远的那个天上天家那个。
It is not the heavenly home that we will go to in the future.
所以你现在已经在天上了。
And so now you're already in heaven.
这个天上就是应该是救赎的天上吧，
so、this,
救赎的层面的天上，
so、this,
应该是这样子吧，哈。
Heaven is considered the heaven for the redeemed.
那我们也讲过了。
And we've mentioned before.
你现在有美国护照。
If you have an American passport.
但是你还有另外护照啊。
But you also have another passport.
天国护照啊。
It is a heavenly passport.
因为你是天国的什么那个国民呢、啊、
？Because you are a heavenly citizen.
对。因为我们是天上的国民
because we are heavenly citizens、
right. 所以这里的天上不是以后要去的永恒的天国
and so this heaven here is not the eternal heaven we will go to in the future
就是在救赎的神在救赎历史里面的天上
it is
这样可以哈
heaven in the history of the redemption of God
所以你坐在哪里
and so where are you seated
Linda 你坐在哪里
Linda
对，他坐在天上。
Yes, she is in heaven.
说明明坐在那个 Pacific 教会的那个椅子上，怎么会坐在天上
？We say she's clearly seated at a pew in Pacifica Church. How can we say she's seated in heaven?
原来这是有两个层面的。
But it's because there's two levels.
以物质，我们是在世上。
Physically speaking, we are in the earth.
但是在属灵，我们在属灵世上，属灵世上的天上。
But we are in the earthly heavenly kingdom.
这样可以理解吗？
Is this understandable?
好，所以坐在天上做什么？
And so what are we doing in heaven?
要当国王。
It is to be king.
为什么？
Why?
因为是跟耶稣同坐。
Because we are seated there with
Jesus. 跟耶稣一起坐。
We sit together with Jesus.
耶稣是王。
Jesus is a king.
所以你也是王。
And so you are also kings.
来，我们来看一节圣经哈。
Let's look at a Bible verse.
看启示录。
Revelation.
启示录第五章。
Chapter 5.
启示录第五章第九节。
Chapter 5 verse 9.Chapter 5 verse 9 And they sang a new song saying You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
好, 第十节,
10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
这里说他叫我们成为什么?
So here it says, what have he made us? Kings and priests.
所以你是什么?
And so, who are you? King.
然后呢, 国王做什么?
And what does a king do?
国王在这里是在哪里执掌王权呢?
Where does a king reign?
是不是在天上?
Is it in heaven?
在哪里? 地上? 诶?
The earth.
怎么会这样子呢? 坐在天上,
You're seated in heaven.
但是你的统治的地方是在哪里? 在地上。
But you reign on the earth.
这个要记住,
so we have to remember this.
所以你是地上的王,
and so you're king of the earth, right?
因为你在地上执掌王权,
because you have power in the earth.
是在地上, 不是在天上,
so it is on the earth, not in heaven.
这圣经是这样记的嘛, 对不对? 你大声念这个,
if you read aloud,
我们在读启示录要很小心, 不要自己乱加东加西, 他这么写, 你就要相信, 不懂, 如果你不懂的话, 就不理他, 就再念, 再念, 但是绝对不要改他自己在那边想东想西。
So be careful when you read Revelation. Just take it as it reads it. Don't try to add or subtract from it. If you don't understand it, just keep reading, but don't add anything to it.
所以他叫我们成为国王。
So he made us kings.
那你这个国王哪里当的?
And where are you king over?
是在地上执掌王权。
You reign on the earth.
那你受洗之后坐在哪里?
And so after you're baptized, where are you seated?
坐在天上。
In heaven.
好, 所以这让我们知道,
and so this allows us to know
你坐在地上,
that you're sitting on the earth.
你也坐在天上,
but you also sit in heaven.
你在天上跟耶稣一起同坐,
you sit together in heaven with Jesus.
当王,
to be king.
但是你这个王是在地上执掌王权的, 不是在天上执掌王权的,
but you as king reign on the earth, not on heaven.
这里没有说你在天上执掌王权,
because here it doesn't say you reign on heaven.
天上不用你执掌王权的, 神在那边掌王权的,
and God doesn't need you to reign over the heaven, because God is sitting
你是在地上掌王权,
you are reigning on the earth.
这个当然就是什么意思, 这个是另外一个解释,
and so what does this mean?
好, 但是让我们知道的, 耶稣是第三个特性是世上君王的元首。
But what we know is that Jesus is the first king of the earth.
对, 那这个地上君王是谁?
So who are the kings of the earth?
啊? 不是, 地上的君王, 这是复数哦,
and so kings of the earth.
Kings.
Yeah, kings is plural.
Kings. Kings 不可以指一个啊, 要很多。
So not just one, there are many. Who are they?
对,
it is us.
是你啊,
it is you.
你当王了没?
Are you a king yet?
所以现在你是王啊, 对不对?
So now you're a king, right?
哦, 不要忘记哦,
so don't forget this.
刚刚你说, 我不是王啊,
just then you said, oh, I'm not a king.
现在又是了,
and now you are a king.
不要忘记, 我们都是王。
So don't forget that we're all kings.
啊, 是, 所以, 对, 那个启示录的解释, 这两个层面要分得开。
And so to study Revelation, we have to separate these two levels.
哎, 这个很重要的,
because it's very important.
好, 所以, 耶稣是这三个特性。
So Jesus has these three characteristics.
跟我们得救息息相关的。
And it is closely related to our salvation.
哎, 那我们再来, 这个信头就是祝福的话, 再来想一遍。
And so let's think again about the beginning of the letter, which is a blessing.
神是以时间, 用人的时间来界定。
Here, God is defined by human time.
昔在尽在, 以后永在。
Who is, who was, who is to come, and who is.
其实从人来讲是没头没尾的。
Actually, in terms, it means that he has no beginning and no end.
没有生之死, 没有死之日啊, 就是永远, 人绝对不是这样。
He has no day of birth or death, and nobody can claim to be like this.
那圣灵呢?
And what about the spirits?
是在宝座前面。
They're before his throne.
哎, 并且呢, 这个是七灵。
And this is seven spirits.
哎, 你那个七项工作要记住。
You have to remember the seven functions or aspects of its work.
七项工作也可以继续再想啊，哈。
You can
从圣经查考。
From the Bible, you can continue to study the seven functions or aspects of the Spirit.
所以这是圣灵在人身上的能力。
So this is the power of the Spirit in people.
那在耶稣基督。
And then Jesus Christ.
嗯，他是我们得救的保证，因为他是诚实的。
He is a guarantee of our salvation because he is faithful.
接下来他是第一个复活的。
And then he is the firstborn from the dead.
所以我们也会像他一样。
And so we will be like him.
圣经说他是初熟的果子。
The Bible says that he is the first fruit.
以后我们都跟着他。
And later on we will all follow in his footsteps.
我们现在只在这个复活的路上只是走了第一步而已啦。我是说一半啦，也不能一半，因为这个怎么说呢？因为你不晓得世界末日多久，反正我们先洗礼了，通过这一关，再走向以后身体复活的结果。
And so we've all been baptized, so we've at least taken the first step on this journey towards heaven.
好，那耶稣是第一个。
And Jesus was the first.
那再来，他是世上君王元首。
And then he is a ruler over the kings of the earth.
我们都是现世的国王。
We are all the current kings.
那你为什么当国王？
So why do you become king?
你有没有打过江山？
Do you have your own land or kingdom?
古时候要当国王要打江山的。
Before,
已经要把所有的想当国王的人全部杀死，你才可以当国王。
Back then, if you, to become a king, you'd have to defeat all the other kings around you to take their land.
不容易呢，那个。你要比别人更勇敢，并且，要机会就是了。
It's not an easy task. You have to be more brave than others, and also you have to have the opportunity.
以现在来讲，当总统四年总统就不容易了。
And for today's term,
但是那个当国王是什么？你一生的，并且你子孙的，只要他不败坏的话，一般到最后都好吃懒做，或是败坏了才会被革命掉，不然的话。就是你一生以后永远的，但是没有永远的国度就是了。
Nowadays, you can only serve president for 4 years, but back then, when you're king, all your descendants could be king as well.
那现在要当四年的总统，就拼得要死啊。
And now it's yet to really try hard to even become a president for 4 years.
要当总统，以我来讲的话，不行啊。
And for me, I can't be a president.
你说有那种desire，你也不敢了。
Even if you have that desire, I don't dare to.
对不对？你可以吗？我不知道。要当总统不容易啊！你以为说、
It's no easy task to be a president.
那不是平常人可以当的。我说
It's not something that an ordinary person can be.
你要身体要好，要会也敢讲。
You have to have a good health and you have to be a good speaker.
但四年而已啊，他就拼得要死了。
And just for 4 years, he put down.
你看要当总统要准备多久，要怎么拼得很厉害啊？你们美国也很知道嘛，对不对
？Can you imagine how much work it put in to become a president for those 4 years?
好了，那你呢？你是国王，你怎么拼来的
？And now you're king. So how have you put in your effort?
啊，你有没有拼过来
？Did you fight?
为什么你当国王呢
？So how come you are king?
怎么白白来一个国王
？So you got it for free？
刚刚我们不是念过吗
？So just then we read。
第五章嘛，哈。
Chapter five。
他说：“用耶稣用自己的血把我们买来。”
Jesus bought us with his own blood。
叫我们归于神。
So that we can be God, be redeemed by God.
然后第十节又叫他们成为国王。
And made us kings.
你这个王是从哪里来的
？And so where did your kingship come from?
耶稣的宝血。
It is through the blood of Jesus.
白白得来的。
That you freely received.
因为你是受洗成为神的儿女。
Because you baptized and became the children of God.
所以这个身份是这样来的。
And so this is how you got your status.
你没有拼过。
You didn't fight.
你也没有打过一日的江山。
And you didn't have to try hard.
这是属灵的了。
This is a spiritual.
好，那接下来，我们再看回来看第一章。
Let's go back to chapter one.
这是我们一看到恩惠平安归给你们了哈。
So it says that grace and peace be with you.
那接下来要谈的就是特别讲耶稣。
And then it goes on to talk about Jesus.
好，这里也像告诉我们，他说他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
It says that.
一章第五节后面。
Chapter 1 verse 5. He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为有刚刚的耶稣的宝血使我们脱离罪恶
and because of the blood he can wash our sins away
所以在才有第六节的说使我们成为中文是把它翻成国民、啊、
and so in verse 6 then it says and has made us kings
英文是把它翻成 kings、哦、那其实如果你要看希腊文它是说让我们成为国度 Basileia 应该是国度
and in Greek it's kingdom
Kingdom, make us to be a kingdom.
Made us to be a kingdom.
所以我们受洗完的人，我们是成为一个国度。
So after we are baptized, we become a kingdom.
那个中文翻得太客气。
And the Chinese translation was.
那英文翻得太过分。
And the English translation is a little bit too much.
因为国王太大了嘛。
Because it's a kings.
那国民是太小了。
And in Chinese is a citizen, which is too small.
Yeah, 这个 citizen 也不是我们现在的这个理解的 citizen. 这个国以前的国民就好像，因为翻译圣经的时候，那时候还是清朝吧，
and, so the,
还是民国了。
The citizen is different back then when they translated the Bible.
应该是超过百年了嘛？如果是，你那时候把它换成国王的话，或是换成国度的话，明天可能抓去坐牢了。
At that time, if you translated this word to be kings or kingdom, you might be jailed the next day.
哎，我信耶稣人自己成为一个国度，我信耶稣，耶稣宝血让你成为国王，那个他那个皇帝怎么当下去啊
？Because at that time, if you say that after believing in Jesus, we become our own kingdom or we become kings.Then what about the king of that time? What would they?
那中文就把换成国民。
And so the Chinese translation translated them to be citizens.
啊，其实如果要翻很平常的，就是翻成国度比较好。
And actually, kingdom would be a better translation.
好，那接下来，我们是一个国度哦。
And so we are a kingdom.
所以启示录很着重的就是国度。
And so Revelation fixes upon this kingdom.
国度就是你我。我们
this kingdom is you and I.、嗯、
这国度你可以查从旧一直查到这个现在。
You can study this kingdom from Old Testament all the way to now.、
哎、这个明天还有一天嘛，你今天晚上回去查一下。
And since we still have seminar tomorrow, tonight you can go and check this out.、
你可以想一想，如果你没有查也没有关系啊。不要因为没查就怕被问就不来。
Or you can think about it.
有事不来没有关系，但是怕查那没有查不敢来，这是错的。
But don't be shy to come just because you didn't look up the word kingdom.、嗯、
没有查也可以
来。So even if you don't look it up,
想来就来。
You can come tomorrow.
那如果有事啊，就不用来了。
But if you're busy, then it's fine.
好，那接下来他说做他父神的祭司。
And then here says priest to his God and Father.
这个都很熟悉的了哈。
So this is something we're familiar or comfortable with.
你是不是祭司
？Are you a priest?
对不对
？Are you?
好，你也是祭司哈。
You're a priest.
哎，你好，对不对？我们都是祭司哈。
We're all priests.
这个一定会知道的。
And so we all know this.
你们可能也是听过了。
And you probably heard.
一般如果没有的话，一般说你是不是祭司？然后不是。
Because typically, if somebody asks you, "Are you a priest?" you would probably say no.
是不是祭司
？But are you a priest?
对不对？对吗
？Yes.
好。那一般的人如果没有仔细考虑，他一定会想说。传道才是祭司。
And typically, for a person, they don't think about it. They think that only pastors are priests.
这是错误的。
But this is wrong.
传道也要当祭司。
The pastors are also priests.
那不是因为他当传道所以是祭司。
But they do not become a priest because they're a pastor.
他为什么传道是祭司
？And so why is a pastor a priest?
因为耶稣的宝血让他脱离罪。
Because the blood of Jesus washed his sins.
当祭司是因为耶稣的宝血让你脱离罪，圣经是这样记载，对不对？
Become,
不是因为他大当传道，
a,
这是你自己发明的。
You become a priest because Jesus' blood washed away your sins, not because you became a pastor. If you think that way, then you invented that yourself.
那现在就问你呢？
So now I ask you,
你是不是祭司？
Are you a priest?
那你就要问呢，我是不是耶稣的宝血洗净我的罪？
Then you ask yourself, am I washed by the blood of Jesus for my sins?
如果是的话，
if yes,
那你也是祭司。
Then you are also a priest.
所以祭司的身份的取得不在于你是不是长老、执事、传道。
So to win the priesthood, it is not because you're an elder, deacon, or pastor.
传道长老只是要当祭司。
Pastors, deacons, and elders must become priests.
你也要当祭司。
But you also have to be a priest.
在末世的时候，每个人都要当祭司。
And in the end times, everyone must be priests.
末世的圣徒了，都是祭司。
All the saints in the end times are priests.
因为耶稣宝血洗净你的罪。
Because the Jesus' blood washed away our sins.
所以是很重要的。
So this is very important.
所以末世圣徒的身份是什么？
And so what is the status of the saints of the last days?
两个很重要。
There's two very important ones.
第一个是国王。
First is king.
你是世上君王。
You're the king of the earth.
第二个。
And second.
你是神面前的祭司，你是神的祭司。
You're the priest to God.
但是这个君王，这个祭司。
And this king and this priest.
我们都是仆人啊。
But we are all servants.
所以仆人，然后呢是君王，又是祭司。
And so we're servant, king, and priest.
那另外一个就是先知啊。
And then also the other one is prophet.
这个要讲到第十章之后才会讲到。
And this will come about after chapter 10.
当神的仆人。
To become a God's servant.
然后你是君王、祭司。
You're king, priest.
以后你要当什么？当先知。
And later you'll be a prophet.
这个先知就会经过考验了。
And prophets will go through trials.
这个不是说你耶稣宝血一洗你就当先知了。
You don't become a prophet just by the washing of Jesus' blood.
这个有过程的。
There is a process.
就第十章，你要先吃小书卷呐。
In chapter 10, you must eat the scroll.
你先吃得下去才能够讲得出来。
Only if you can eat the little book or scroll can you become a prophet.
但是至少。我们在读启示录的时候，现在你的身份是什么？回去想好，你是国王，你是祭司。
Now, in Revelation, you are king and priest.
那国王要做什么？
And what do you do as a king?
国王不是说翘着二郎腿人家来服侍啊。
You don't prop up your legs and be served as a king.
国王讲话算话。
And that whatever you say will stand.
那个跟世上的国王不一样啊。
It's different from the kings in this world.
好。那祭司做什么？
And what do you do as a priest?
哇，时间到，感谢主。
The time is up. Thank God.
让你想一下。
So you can think about it.
明天再来吧。
So we'll continue tomorrow.
因为时间很重要。
Because time is precious.
因为圣经讲不完，但是休息是要的。
So we need to take a rest.
那我们来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
还是不用唱诗吧？我祷告到半结束。
So pray till 5:30 to conclude.
准时啊。